Sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiur on the psukim of Ki Karov Eilecha Davar Me'od B'fi Chop U'Vavcha La'asoso L'Bashamayim Hilemor Mi'al Elen Rashamayim Yikachelen V'yashmeinu Osa V'nasena etc. Paraglamet Psukim Yir Aleph to Yudalet in Parashas Nitzavim. So in the previous shiur we established the yisod that the etzem man is good, and therefore that enables him to do tshuva. He shouldn't think that tshuva is so difficult, that it's so far from his mitzvahs, because it's not. His mitzvahs is be'etzem tov. He just has to connect to that tov, and that's the yishuv of the Divrei HaRamban. We had a kasha in the Ramban. Ramban says this parish is talking about tshuva, and the Gemara says that it's talking about Torah. So how do the two shtim? We don't want the Ramban to be going against the Gemara. So the kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kesher of Yisrael to Dvar Hashem and to doing his mitzvahs, comes through Torah. The relationship of the Torah that was given from Hashem and it's Dvar Hashem, we can say that mitzad atzma, it's so far away, the Torah, you can't be dovek in the Torah. And the tzivui to be osek in the Torah is to do whatever you can do. You can't really be dovek in it, but try your best. And you have siyata d'shmaya, that even though you're not shaykh to Torah, Hashem will still give you Torah. Because Torah is omek hamusag. It's just too deep. You can't really have shaykhus without a special, special siyata d'shmaya. So that's as far as the Torah is concerned. Omek hamusag. You might also say that since mitzias of a person is ra, one might say that in itself is marchikim mitoras Hashem, and the chiyuv talmud Torah that's on him is to be mezgaber in his evil mitzias, and nevertheless to be dovik b'torah. But mitzat atzmu is rachok mitorah machmas mitziyusa. And the nafkamina is that if a person sins, then he has no longer the special siyata d'shmaya that shaykh to Torah. Without this shaykhus, his mitzias is not a mitzias of tov, and that's it. And if you say that stam a person is far away from Torah, even without sinning, but he has to go against his mitzias, when he actually does sin, he can't do tshuva. So if you see, so mitzad the omek hamusag of Torah, so you need a special psiyat d'shmaya. And when a person sins, he's going to lose the siyat d'shmaya. And mitzad the kotzer hamasig, the fact that a person's far away, so he has to go against his mitzias. And maybe when he sins, that's it. He's over and done with. No chance anymore to come back. And therefore we need a pasuk to tell us that Torah is not rechoka me'adam, as we're going to explain. It's not far away. And since Torah is not far away from man, his mahus is tov. And therefore even after he sinned, it's still together karav elecha davar me'od. Like the Ramban says, and there the Ramban writes very well that Kiyam Mitzvah Zos is referring to Tshuva Taka. And Ki Karov Eilecha Davar Me'od is referring to Tshuva. But this Tshuva of Mitzvah Zos, Karov Eilecha Davar Me'od, that it's close to you, that tshuva is easy for you, that's talui. Since Torah is lo nefleis hi mimcha v'lo rechoka hi. Since Torah is not far away from you, therefore it's easy for man to do tshuva. So taka lo b'shamayim hi is talking about Torah, like the Gemara says in Erevin. And it's not a steer at all. The Ramban says, ki ha mitzvah hazos. What's this mitzvah? Tshuva. Tshuva is karve lecha davar me'od. But the loba shemayim is referring to Torah. Why can you do tshuva? Because your mahus is good. How do you know your mahus is good? Because Torah is be'etzim close to you. Torah is lo nefleisi v'lo rechoka. The metzias of an ish yisraeli is latov. So it really works together, the Torah and the tshuva. Ramban is right that it's talking about tshuva, but it's also talking in the psukim about Torah. Since we're shaykh to the Torah, therefore our mitzvah is good. And mitzvah hazos is definitely doable. And now we can answer all the kashas we had in the diukim and the psukim. It starts off and it says lo b'shamayim. As you shouldn't say that since it's so high, it's in the elyonim. A person down here can't be kosher the Torah mitzad atzmo. Omek hamusuk Torah so deep. No, lo b'shamayim, it's not up there. And lo me'ever le'yami. Doesn't mean that the Torah is far from man. But because man is on the other side of the yam, he's far from Torah. Kotzer hamasig, the man isn't able to understand Torah, you might think. Takadat the Marashan Erevin explains. Shemayim me'ever le'yam, he explains mitzad omekam musig and kotzer hamasig. As we're explaining, it's not pshat b'shamayim hi, that it's Torah is so deep, you know shaychus. It's not pshat that you're far away from the Torah, mitzad you, mitzad kotzer hamasig, mitzad the limitations of the understander. Because if that were true, then the mitzvah hazos, then this mitzvah, what's this mitzvah? Tshuva would be very far away from you. It would be nefleisi mimcha, it would be rechokahi. Nefleis is mechusa, like Rashi says, covered. Because if Torah was in Shemayim, and you only have shaychas to Torah through special siyata d'shmaya, the moment a person sins, he loses the siyata d'shmaya, and Torah remains hidden. Unlike it was before sin. And since he has no shaychus to Torah, there's no place for tshuva anymore. So if we're saying, no. Kikar be'lecha Torah, but it is close. Because the Torah is not b'shamayim. And you have shaychus to Torah even after sin. And maybe you can do tshuva, because your metzias is l'tov. And if it would be rechokahi, that if it would be far away because of kotzer hamasig, because of man's inability to understand, in other words, man is far away from Torah's metzias isn't l'tov, and therefore he's distant from Torah, there's also no room for tshuva, because his metzias is not for tov. And therefore it says, lo nefleis hi mimcha. What does it mean, mimcha? She'ena mechusa mimcha. It's not hidden from you. Since you sinned and you lost the siyata d'shmaya that you had until now to be connected to Torah, so we say, lo nefleisi mimcha. Don't think that because of your sin, now you have no longer a siyata d'shmaya to be close to Torah. It's not true. Even after sin, lo nefleisi mimcha. Because we were talking about omeka musuk. So we said, since Torah is so deep, you need special siyata d'shmaya. After you sinned, it's mimcha. It's because you sin, now it's going to be really, really far away from you. No, don't think that. And then it says, lo rechokahi, it's not special to you. It's lo rechokahi, not mimcha. Because you just have no shaychas mitzad you. Mitzad kotzer hamasik. Because of your inability to understand. Even if a person wouldn't sin, it's just naturally far away. So mitzad the Torah, you start off with the siyata d'shmaya, but then mimcha, the person sinned, now he's going to be far away. V'lo rechokahi, even without sin, certainly with sin. But even if he didn't do anything, not because of you personally, not that you lost anything, kotzer hamasig, that's the nature of man. Since it's me'ever layam, you have no shaychus to it. And therefore the pasuk says, and the lo nefleisi mimcha, it's because lo b'shamayim hi. And a person, mitzad atzmo, shaykh to Torah. And therefore even if he sins, he's shaykh to Torah. And keneged lo rechokahi, it says v'lo me'ever le'yam hi. You're not far away from Torah because your metzius is ra. Your metzius is l'tov. And therefore you're close to Torah. And therefore, tshuva is karbe lecha davar meod. It's easy to do tshuva. So now we understand. כי המצווה הזו אשר אנוכי מצב חיים לא נפלסים ממך ולא רחוק היא. לא בשמיים היא לאמור, so the לא נפלסים ממך is כנגד לא בשמיים היא. It's not in שמיים. It's not the Torah מצד Torah. It's ממש so far away. עומק המושג is שמיים, שמיים is שמים. All that there is on, it's in that high spiritual world. That you can tap into it if you have special siyata deshmaya. But once a person sins, he's done. No. Lo naflesim imcha, even after sin, you still got it. Still lo bashamayim hi. It's still going to be accessible. V'lo rochokahi, it's not far away mitzad the kotzer amasik. You don't understand Torah, because man by his nature, his metzius is ra. Even if he doesn't sin, that's the mitzvah of man. Kotzer amasik. And therefore you would think, me'ever layam hi laymor. You're going to say, me'ever layam, that it's on the other side of the ocean. You can't get it. And the answer is, no, you got it all wrong. Yikarav eilecha davar me'od. It's very close to you. And since Torah is so close to you, because you're naturally good, therefore, b'ficho levavcha la'asoso. Now you can do tshuva. Because your metzius is be'etzim tov, so don't say tshuva is impossible for you. Don't say you're so dovuk b'ra, you can't get rid of the ra, it's not true. We can also understand the Gemara in Erevin. It says, Lo b'shamayim hi. We learn that if it would be in Shemayim, you have to go get it. And if it would be me'ever layam, then you have to go to the other side of the ocean to get it. What does that mean? It means that you have to be Torech, you have to be Mamet Simonim, you have to be Marim b'tachbulos k'desh t'skayim Torah b'lom de'ah. But do all these tricks. Today they have all these different tricks to remember your learning, to make simanim, memory aids, mnemonics, all the different things people do, special types of chazaras, all the things people are doing to remember their learning, you have to do that. But what's the makor for this? Adrab, it says in the pasuk that since lo b'shamayim hi, there's no question of mi yale lanu ha'shamayim. If it would be in shamayim, then we would have such a discussion. Of mi yale lanu ha'shamayim, and we would say that it's impossible. But we say it's lo b'shamayim, so don't worry about it. So if we're saying lo b'shamayim, then where do we prove from saying shelo b'shamayim that we have to do all these tricks? If lo b'shamayim, you'd say no, you don't have to do tricks. You don't have to go out of your way. It's not so hard. So don't do any tricks. It's lo b'shamayim. It's right here. Go easy. No, from lo b'shamayim. We learn that you have to really work hard and have tachbulos, you have to do a lot of tricks in order to remember and keep your learning. How do you learn that from lo b'shamayim? So based on what we understand very well. Because the pasuk is saying that the Torah is not against your metzius. The nafkamina is legabei tshuva. So since Torah is not against your metzius, therefore, tshuva is karbe lecha davar me'od. But mitzat Talmud Torah itself, we could say that it is b'shamayim. And nevertheless, you're mischayv mitzat mitzvah Talmud Torah to raise yourself above your nature and your mitzias and learn Torah. And the nafkamina and the kamash malan is not a nafkamina legabe Talmud Torah. It's not kamash malan karbe lecha davar me'od. Torah is easy. No! That's not the kamash malan. Kamash malan, that tshuva is easy. The Ramban says that it's talking about tshuva. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. But by Torah, Torah is not still so easy. It's not the, no, karav elecha davar me'od, that's not the maskana. You're right, it's lo b'shamayim, but it's still not karav elecha davar me'od. Mitzat tam Torah, there is a chiyuv of, even if it would be b'shamayim. And therefore it's taka not in Shemayim, but you still have to go against your Teva. You still have to be L'hamid simanum u'laharim v'tachbulos k'day sh'tiskayim Torah b'lomdea loshen of Rashi d'iguramas l'haynu d'yomar. You still have to work very hard to keep your learning. You still have to go against your Teva. Don't say the Kamash Malan is Karabe Lecha Dover Me'od, you don't have to do anything. No. The Kamash Malan is that Tshuva is easy. Since Torah is so much a part of you. Tshuva is easy once you start doing it. People who are standing far away are scared of it. But once you start doing it, you see it's mamish so gishmak. But Torah is hard work. You have to go against your Teva. You have to make simanios, tachbulos. Torah, even though in a chinami, it's lo b'shamayim, but it's still not so easy. It's still not karvei lecha dover me'od. And if it would be b'shamayim, then there'd be a question of how can I do that? How can I go up to the shamayim? Taka'd be in trouble. How can I go up to shamayim? Too much. Torah says, don't worry, you don't have to go up to Shemayim. You still have to work hard. Still not Karvei Lecha. And now we can understand so beautifully the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Nantes Amid Beis, Tumur Tesvav Amid Aleph, other places. From where it says, Lo B'Shemayim, we learn that Torah is not decided in Shemayim. We decide here, the Chachamim. L'chor, what does that have to do with the Pshat? Pshat in the Pasuk is Mi ala lanu ha-shamayma. Who's going to go up to Shemayim to get the Torah for us? But the Pasuk is saying that Torah is not so far away. And you don't have to go to Shemayim, you don't have to go to a different spiritual world to get it. But it doesn't mean that we decide Torah. It doesn't mean that we're koveya what the kavan of the Torah is, what the dinim of the Torah are. Lo B'Shamayim doesn't mean that God can't decide anymore. In Pashup Shat, it means that it's accessible to you. But maybe the Hachra still is in Shamayim. Maybe we should still listen to Bas Kols. So how does the Gemara get from Lo B'Shamayim that the Hachra, the decision, halachic decision making, is not from Shamayim? But based on what we said, we understand beautifully. We were trying to figure out if machmas omek hamusok shel haTorah. Torah is so deep, a person can't be shayach with the Torah mitzad atzmo. It's too far away. But no, lo b'shamayim. You're right. Torah is mishamayim, but it was given lefi hasaga v'asechel shel bnei adam. We're here, and therefore you have shayachas to the Torah. And there's no need then of omek. There's no discussion here of omek hamusok. That you have no shayachas to Torah. And since Torah is given lefi ar hasaga, so meila we're also koveya with what the dinim of the Torah are. So it's not the fi omik of the Torah, it's not a himmel dika Torah, it's not b'shamayim he, that it's so far away from us, we have no say anymore in what the Torah means. We have no say in determining halachas of Torah. No. Don't say that machmas omik ha-musa gets so deep that we have no shaychas to Torah. We do, it's given the fi ar havana. And memela, when we're machriya, when we decide a halacha, that's going to be the halacha. So the drash of Lo B'Shamayim that we Chachamim determine what the halach is, what the Torah means, what the Torah decides, that relates to the pshat. Because pshat in Lo B'Shamayim is that Torah isn't so deep that it has no shaychus to man, and you just need a special siyat of the Shemai to get there. No. By our nature we're close to Torah. By our nature we're good and we're close to Torah. In the Mela, since we're close to Torah, because it was given the Fi'ar Havana, we can also decide what the dinim will be. So that, sweetest friends, is a very, very beautiful, very, very deep mahalach in these psukim, and that we should all be zocha lilmodu lelamid lishma v'lasa, so l'kaim is kol dibei tzam, terasa b'yahava, amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.